Harry Styles meets fans at the My Policeman premiere in Toronto. Britney Spears says she probably won't perform again, and Tommy Lee moons fans to announce his OnlyFans debut. There were screams outside the Princess of Wales Theater on Saturday as Harry Styles arrived for the world premiere of My Policeman. The 28-year-old pop star wearing green Gucci and carrying a purse greeted hundreds of fans who lined the street in front of the venue. Styles was joined at the premiere by co-stars Emma Corrin, Gina McKee, Linus Roach, David Dawson, Rupert Everett, and director Michael Grandage. In My Policeman, Styles plays Tom Burgess, a closeted English police officer in the 1950s who marries a woman while carrying on a relationship with a museum curator. The film is based on the 2012 Bethan Roberts novel of the same name. At a press conference ahead of the premiere, Styles said the film is about wasted time, which he opined is the most devastating thing. He explained, "It's the one thing we cannot control. It's the one thing you cannot have back. And I think the one thing that matters, whatever kind of life you've lived, at the end, when you think back on time with the people that you love." Styles said he was drawn to the role because all of the characters in the film have some really nice qualities, and they also have some flaws that we might hope to not have, but as we all humans have them. At different points of the story, you're able to see bits of yourself and sometimes maybe not your favorite parts of yourself in different characters. That's why it's kind of resonated with me so much. Styles is back in New York City to do the last three concerts in a 15-day run at Madison Square Garden before taking his love on tour to Austin, Chicago, and Inglewood. We've got pictures of some of the madness from the premiere in the link in this description. Britney Spears told fans on Sunday that they'll probably never see her back on stage. In an Instagram post she later deleted, Spears, who hasn't performed since her Piece of Me tour ended in 2018, shares memories of preparing for live shows during her conservatorship. The pop star said, "The experiences left her pretty traumatized for life and pissed as F. No, I probably won't perform again just because I'm stubborn and I will make my point." Last December, Spears spoke about touring in an Instagram post she later deleted. "My first 3 years in the biz on the road were great, but I'll be completely honest, after those first three tours, the pace I was going, I don't think I ever wanted to do it again. I hated it." While she was battling to remove her father, Jamie, as her co-conservator in 2020, Spears said through her lawyer that she would not perform again if he continued to have control of her career. In March 2020, Spears' youngest son, Jaden, said she didn't think that she would make music again during an Instagram Live. He shared, "I remember one time I asked her, 'Mom, what happened to your music?' And she was like, 'I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it.' And I'm like, 'What? What are you saying? Like, do you know how much bank you make off that stuff?" Earlier this summer, a rumor started by an anonymous Instagram user to promote their new website claimed Spears was in talks to headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. Fans were quick to dismiss this claim as fiction. Tommy Lee is cashing in on the apparent thirst for his huge collection of tattoos. The Motley Crue drummer, who turned 60 in 3 weeks, announced on Friday that he has joined OnlyFans. "Come join me over there for the fun that Instagram won't let us have here," Lee captioned in a photo, which he displayed the name of the adult website on his butt. Lee mooned the audience earlier at the Motley Crue concert at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. He complained that Instagram and Facebook removed a full frontal photo that he shared on the platform last month. It remains on Twitter. "What I've done is I've gone now to a place where you can be as free as F," Lee said. "You can show anybody whatever the F you want, and they don't effing take it down." Subscriptions to Lee's OnlyFans accounts are $39.95 per month. As of Monday morning, he had posted 8 photos. Other male music artists who have set up OnlyFans accounts include pop singers Aaron Carter and Austin Mahone. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.